Hello again. Hello again. Larry Johnson here, welcoming you to Arias and Songs. We are off to England today, and specifically London in the 1920s and 30s. If you had tickets to see a play or musical in those years, you would most certainly know the names Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence. I'm calling this program Noel and Gertie, and we hear them together and separately in some of their most acclaimed successes. Let me talk about Coward first, who was born in 1899, and when he died in 1973, was internationally regarded as one of England's leading playwrights, directors, composers, actors, and singers. By the time he was 25, he had had his first true success in his play, The Vortex. Other successes followed with Hay Fever, Easy Virtue, and Fallen Angels. In the 1930s would come Design for Living, in which he starred with his friends Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne, and Private Lives, and Tonight at 8:30 with Gertrude Lawrence, from which we will shortly hear excerpts. Writing plays, however, was not enough for Noel Coward. There were musical productions as well, like the operettas Bittersweet, Operette, and Conversation Piece. And there is more. He also composed numerous songs, which he introduced and sang over his career. Let's hear Noel Coward now, accompanying himself with orchestra, performing a medley of his songs at the Desert Inn in Las Vegas.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Desert Inn takes great pleasure in presenting Mr. Noel Coward.
Whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. Dance, 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 little lady, youth is fleeting to the rhythm beating in your mind. Dance, 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 little lady, so obsessed with second best, no rest you'll ever find. Time and tide and trouble never, never wait. Let the cauldron bubble justify your fate. Dance, 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 little lady. Dance, 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 little lady. Leave tomorrow behind. The life you lead sets all your nerves a-jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloons. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and the sea. We'll bill and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come through our room with a view. Someday I'll find you, moonlight behind you, true to the dream I am dreaming. As I draw near you, you'll smile a little smile. For a little while, we shall stand hand in hand. I'll follow my secret heart my whole life through. I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No more matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love. For I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey ho, if love were all. Hey, orchestra, play, play something light and sweet and gay. For we must have music, we must have music to drive our fears away. While our illusions swiftly fade for us, let's have an orchestra score. In the confusions the years have made for us, serenade for us just once more. Life needn't be gray, though it is changing day by day. Though a few old dreams may decay. Play orchestra, play orchestra, play orchestra, play.
Noel Coward heard entertaining an enthusiastic audience at the Desert Inn in Las Vegas in 1955 with some of his most familiar songs. Now to Gertrude Lawrence, who was born in a London suburb in 1898 and spent her early years performing in musical revues and clubs. She would become the first British performer to star in an American Broadway musical, which was O.K. by George Gershwin in 1926. Noel Coward chose Gertrude Lawrence to appear with him in his new play, Private Lives, in 1931. This story of two people who are divorced by chance meet again while on their honeymoons with new spouses and then reunite. The story is filled with sophisticated wit and comedic situations and remains Coward's most popular play. Here now are Noel and Gertie in an excerpt from Act Two.
I'm awfully glad we decided not to go out tonight.
Or last night.
Or the night before.
Well, there's absolutely no reason to, and we're so cozy here.
Exactly.
It is nice, isn't it, Elliot?
Yes, but it's an awfully bad reflection on our characters. I think we ought to be absolutely tortured with conscience.
We are, every now and then.
Darling.
I never realized that you cared for me. I never realized that such a thing could be. And when you went away, then I was sad because. For then I realized what a fool I was.
Oh, darling, you look so sweet in your little dressing gown.
It is pretty ravishing, isn't it?
Do you mind if I come round and kiss you?
A pleasure, Lady Agatha.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Big romantic stuff, this, darling. Young always, if you could choose?
No, I don't think so. Not if it meant having those awful bull's glands popped into me.
Cows for you, dear. Bulls for me.
We certainly live in a marvelous age. Must be so horrible for the poor animals being experimented on.
Not when the experiments are successful. Why, in Vienna, I believe, you can see whole lines of decrepit old rats carrying on like the Tiller girls.
Oh, darling.
Do you remember this one?
When one is lonely, the days are long.
Oh, of course.
Time is so fleet. Why shouldn't we meet? Each night I sing you a lover song. It's incomplete, my sweet, my sweet.
Somewhere I'll find you, moonlight behind you. True to the dream I'm dreaming. As I draw near you, you'll smile a little smile. For a little while,
we shall stand hand in hand. I'll leave you never, love you forever. Try to make it true. Say you need me true. Someday I'll find you again.
Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence in Act Two of Coward's Private Lives. A few years later, the pair would appear again in Coward's Tonight at 8:30. This was a series of 10 short one-act plays he wrote for them both. Here they are in one of them, Red Peppers, as two sailors who can't seem to find their ship. Where, oh, where has it gone?
Ladies and gentlemen, with your very kind indulgence, my wife and myself will present to you our famous nautical extravaganza. Thank you, Bert. That's right.
Right!
What's to be done with a drunken sailor, so the saying goes? We're not tied for an untoo bright red cot, I don't suppose. We lost our way and we lost our pay, and to make the thing complete, we've been and gone and lost the blooming fleet. Has anybody seen our ship, the HMS Peculiar? We've been on shore for a month or more. When we see the captain, we should get what for? Heave ho, my hearties, sing glory, hallelujah! A lady bold as she could be, pinched our whistles at the golden key. Now we're in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Has anybody seen our ship, man?
La, 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 la.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Here, Jack.
What?
Who was that lady I saw you walking down the street with the other day?
That was no lady. That was my wife.
Wait for it.
Better to come. Yeah. Why did you leave school?
Why did I leave school, Jack?
Yeah.
Appendicitis.
What do you mean, appendicitis?
Couldn't spell it.
Oh, dear. Oh, isn't that pretty arc? It'll never get well if you pick it.
No.
That'll go better second house. Yeah.
Here, Jack. Where was you last night?
Where was I last night?
Where was you last night?
Cemetery.
Oh, Tommy, anybody dead?
All of them. Hey!
That's a place for a minute, a place for a minute.
I got a little riddle to ask you.
You got a little riddle to ask me, Jack?
Why is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning like a pig's tail?
I don't know, Jack. Why is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning like a pig's tail?
Twirly. Oh, dear. Now. What's two?
Yeah, Jack. I've been very worried about you lately.
Pour quoi, French?
I heard you had adenoids.
You heard I had adenoids?
I heard you had adenoids.
I don't speak of it.
Why not?
Adenoids me.
Oh, what's to be done with the girls on shore who lead our tars astray? What's to be done with the drinks galore that make them pass away? We got wet ears from our first 5 beers. After that we lost control. And now we find we're up the blinking pole. Has anybody seen our ship? The HMS Disgusting. We've 3 guns aft and another 1 fore. They promise us a funnel for the next world war. Heave ho, my hearties, the quarter deck needs dusting. We had a binge last Christmas, yeah. A nice plum pudding and a round of beer.
But the captain pulled his cracker and we cried, oh dear, has anybody seen our ship?
Has anybody seen our ship?
The HMS Suggestive.
She sailed away across the bay and we haven't had a smell of her since New Year's Day. Heave ho, my hearties, we're getting rather restive. We pulled our money, spent the lot. The world forgetting why the world forgot. Now we haven't got a penny for the you know what. Has anybody seen our, anybody seen our, anybody seen our ship?
Gertrude Lawrence and Noel Coward singing, Has Anybody Seen Our Ship? From Red Peppers in 1936. While they would always be friends, they would continue separately with equally successful careers. Gertrude Lawrence returned to Broadway in a hit musical called Lady in the Dark in 1941, with music by Kurt Weill and lyrics by Ira Gershwin. Producer Moss Hart was currently undergoing psychoanalysis, rather new at the time, and thought this could be a theme for a musical, and he was right. Here, from a dream sequence, is The Saga of Jenny and sung by Gertrude Lawrence.
There once was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which we cannot quarrel, you will find. Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, threw the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day. Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to pass her it was quite a blow, that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny I'm beholden, her heart was big and golden, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
Foreign languages she couldn't say no.
Jenny made her mind up at 22. To get herself a husband was the thing to do. So she got herself all dolled up in her satins and furs. She got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers. Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
For passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, and she wouldn't make up her mind.
She instituted the good neighbor policy.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and whiskey play such funny tricks. And Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel. Makes a lot of common sense.
Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence.
Jenny and her story point the way to glory to all men and womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
Don't make up, you shouldn't make up, you mustn't make up, or never make up. Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
Gertrude Lawrence and Male Chorus with The Saga of Jenny from Kurt Weill's Lady in the Dark. 10 years later, in 1951, she would create the role of the schoolteacher, Anna, in Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I. Let's hear her with her new pupils singing Getting to Know You.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher I've been learning, and forgive me if I boast,
that I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you. Getting to feel free and easy. When I'm with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you.
Getting to Know You from The King and I, sung by Gertrude Lawrence as Anna with her students. Unfortunately, she would die of cancer a year and a half later while enjoying one of her greatest successes. We will let Noel Coward have the last word today. His words, his music. Returning once again to Las Vegas and the Desert Inn in 1955, here is Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
In tropical climes, there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to tear their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules that the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. Papa-laka-papa-laka-papa-laka-boo, that's natives. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to. The Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines, they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states, there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon, the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Oh, it's such a surprise for the Eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. Oh, when a white man rides over a native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul like dopey on the tree. Heaven in hearts, the same natives pay no attention. Digga 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 digga. It seems to shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Oh dear. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit in Hong Kong. They strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out to the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out to the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put their scotch or rye down and lie down. In the mangrove swamps where the python romps, there is peace from 12 till 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 sun.
The ever-welcome Mad Dogs and Englishmen, sung by its composer, Noel Coward, in performance in Las Vegas. There would be more plays during and after World War II, such as the still often performed Blithe Spirit. Musicals, too, such as Sail Away and Pacific 1860, plus television and film appearances. Noel Coward would outlive his friend and collaborator Gertrude Lawrence by 21 years, passing away at his home in Jamaica in 1973. I hope you've enjoyed spending time today with two of the greatest stars of the British theater, Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence, or, as I like to call them, Noel and Gertie. I always enjoy your comments at our website at wfmt.com/ariasandsongs. Just open this or any program, leave a request, a comment, or a suggestion. Sydney Gillard is the producer-engineer for these broadcasts. This is Larry Johnson inviting you to join me next week to hear selections from Berlioz's Les Troyens, currently on the roster at Lyric Opera of Chicago. That's here on Arias and Songs.